This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for this hour of Auto World. Originally, we were scheduled to be joined by Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. He's the CEO of the Old Car Guys, but looks like he is out and unavailable, so we're just going to have some fun, you and I, in this hour of the broadcast. We'll play a little trivia. We'll talk about beautiful cars, and we'll talk about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Telephone-wise, if you would like to participate, keep this number handy. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or you can email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com. bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, one of the things right off the bat, let's play a little trivia and try and give away something here to a lucky listener. Whoever comes up with the correct answer to this trivia question is going to receive a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, which is one of the most unique and special places on the web for gifts, car gifts for guys, girls, kids, everybody from 2 to 102. Lots of good stuff resides at the Busted Knuckle Garage, and one lucky person will get a free gift from the Busted Knuckle Garage. If you can tell me the name of the manufacturer who offered a vehicle known as the Del Sol. Who sold the Del Sol? We're going back now into the 1990s. You remember a vehicle called the Del Sol? Well, just tell me which manufacturer was the one selling that vehicle. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, Ford has announced a recall covering a lot of different vehicles, four separate recalls, and it totals 665,000 different vehicles, and this is evolving seat belts that can fall or fail, rather, in a crash. For those who are affected, you will be receiving a recall notice in the mail, but it includes 2018 through 2020 F-150 pickup trucks, 2020 Super Duty trucks, 2018 and 2019 Explorer SUVs, and 2019 Expedition SUVs with manual drive or front passenger seat back recliner mechanisms, the 2020 Explorer and Lincoln Aviator SUVs with rear seats using manual seat back controls. So if you're an owner of any of these Ford vehicle products, keep an eye out for a notice in the mail, or if you're concerned about your particular vehicle, you can certainly email the folks at Ford for further information, and just do a Google search for Ford recalls, and it will give you additional information on where you can get more information. Of course, your local dealer would be the point person for you to contact and find out with your vehicle identification number. Is my vehicle part of this particular recall notice? And your local dealer will be able to help you out. trivia wise, once again, we got a question out there for a vehicle that was around for quite some time. It was called the Del Sol, and it was a sporty vehicle. Who made the Del Sol? 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Let me remind you that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or you're brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters can find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning some extra income, or rent one using the special code AutoWorld to save 50% off your next rental. All you have to do is go to DriveShare.com and register free of charge and put in all capitals AUTOWORLD, all caps, and you'll be all set. You'll be hooked up. All you have to do is, once again, visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. And again, just to remind folks, this is an opportunity to rent a classic car. You know, you can rent a new car through various means, including, of course, all the various rental companies such as Hertz and Avis and Enterprise and Dollar and Thrifty and all the other ones out there. You can also rent vehicles at dealerships. Any brand pretty much out there will rent you a vehicle from their particular dealership. You can also rent vehicles from specialized vehicle websites specializing in exotic cars. But this is the first time that somebody is putting together the owners of classic cars with potential renters of those classic cars. So if you're a classic car owner, I know several folks involved with DriveShare that have five or six collector cars. Of course, they don't get a chance to drive them all themselves, but what they do give you is an opportunity. If you've always wanted to drive, let's say, a certain muscle car, this is your opportunity to get into that muscle car for a day. The charges range in price from $100 to over $1,000 for a day, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you'll get a delivery of the vehicle to your place of choice, and it will be the owner of the vehicle that will be most likely delivering your ride, and they'll be able to go through the nuances. If you've always wanted to drive let's say, Pantera, a Di Tommaso Pantera from the early 70s with its mid-engine 351 Ford V8 engine. Boy, I've always wanted to own one of those. Of course, now I realize at this stage of my life, without the exception of coming into a large amount of money through either a very successful media venture or, more likely, a lottery win, chances are I'll never have the opportunity to either own nor rent a Di Tommaso. But this is giving me an opportunity to rent a Pantera. It was sold through Lincoln Mercury dealerships in the early 1970s and always has been on my list of cars that I've always wanted to drive. I've always wanted to drive a Mercedes Gullwing as well. The Mercedes Gullwings from the 1950s, the 300 SL Gullwings. Of course, today they're worth multiple millions of dollars. So imagine being able to get in one of those vehicles and completely covered by insurance, because this is the teaming of Hagerty, the classic car insurance company, with DriveShare. So we're going to be talking about it lots more on future editions of Auto World. Time for a quick pit stop and then more around the bend as we talk about some of the most beautiful vehicles of all time. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you so much for being here at this moment. Wherever you're joining us from, coast to coast, border to border, around the world at GCNlive.com. We've got a trivia question out there. It's about the vehicle called the Del Sol. It was sold during the 1990s, early 2000s. Who brought us the Del Sol? Whoever comes up with the answer to the trivia question will get a cool prize courtesy of Warren Tracy. He's the owner of the Busted Knuckle Garage. Our telephone line is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's go to John in Illinois, who joins us, and we welcome him. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. I'm
Thank you so much. I very much appreciate you saying that and for joining us, hopefully, every week. How about the Del Sol? Do you remember that vehicle?
I remember it well. I just was in college back then, and it was Honda Automotive Manufacturing.
You're absolutely right. It was a two-seater vehicle, sporty vehicle with a toga top roof. And congratulations, John. You have picked up a prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. So I definitely want you to hang on for producer McKenzie. Get your name and address and all that information, and I'll send it off to Warren, and he'll be sending you out a prize. Let me ask you a little bit following up on this Hagerty Drive Share thing. Is there a classic car that you've always wanted to own and would like to have the opportunity to drive?
Well, I don't know about classic, but the Corvette Caravan came through Cape Girardeau, Missouri, just right next to us, on their way to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And there was over 500 Corvettes, a few from Hawaii and several from California, on their way to the caravan, and it was very impressive. And if I was to pick one, maybe if I could do the new Corvette, that would probably be the ultimate for me.
Oh, you're a man after my own heart, no question about it. New Corvette is quite remarkable with what they've done, and the interior is beautiful in addition to the exterior, and certainly 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds, and standard power plant, 6.2 liters, 495 horsepower right out of the box. They're talking the 2022, have to get used to saying those kind of numbers, Z06 variant of the new Corvette will have 800 horsepower and 700 pound-feet of torque, but I'd be just fine with one of those 2020s. I'm sure you would be as well.
There wasn't one Corvette, Bob, that I did not thoroughly enjoy at the show.
And you bring out such a good point. I have always been a Corvette person. I've been lucky to own two in my life. I hope I get a chance to own another one. And it's something that is obtainable. Certainly right now, C5 Corvettes, which were first produced in 1997 and ran through to 2006, those are affordable, as well as the C4 generation, which ran from 1984 through 1997, I should say, and then the C3 generation, which ran from 1968 all the way to 1984. You can get into one of those cars, and I agree with you. I find the Corvettes to be beautiful, and I think Corvette is truly America's sports car, and now that we've got this exotic one, I think we can take it to some of the Europeans and sell it globally, and I think it's going to be a big success, John.
I do too as well. Again, I thoroughly enjoy the program.
Thank you so much. Hang on for McKenzie. You'll get all of your information. Well, that was great that John got that answer to the question, and we'll have McKenzie grab all of his information, and McKenzie can email it over to me from the GCN studios in Minnesota to my humble home studio down here in Florida, where we're standing guard on alert for a potential hurricane. It looks like it is going to go more northeasterly, so it will hopefully not affect any areas in Florida. Hopefully it won't affect anybody. I know the Bahamas have been hit quite hard by this particular Category 5 storm, Dorian, but they're predicting now that most likely it's going to go on a northeast track, which would put it more in line with hitting the Carolinas rather than Florida, which has gone nuts, in all honesty, over the last 3 or 4 days. This is such a slow-moving store that you go into any supermarket or Walmart or Target or Costco or Sam's Club and try and get bottled water, forget it. Try and get gasoline. Many stations are sold out. Try and get fresh bread. Everybody expected that we were going to be deeply impacted by this storm. We may be lucky here in Central Florida. Other parts of Florida may feel the wrath of it, but hopefully it will stay out over the ocean and won't affect anybody more than all the folks that it's already impacted with its more than 150-mile-an-hour winds. We had a hurricane here in Florida last year, and I think it was last year, seems like last year, maybe 2 years ago now. No, it was definitely within the last 18 months, and I remember staying up all night just watching the news and just keeping guard on my house, which came through it with only the uprooting of a tree in my backyard. But other than that, we were very, very fortunate with that Category 3 storm. Something not to be fooled with. Growing up in New England, I went through a number of hurricanes, New England style as well, including Hurricane Sandy, which came through and really devastated a lot of the Jersey Shore area back in around 2012-2013, and I was renting a house at that point in my life in Hull, Massachusetts, which is right on the ocean, so I got to experience firsthand what it's like. This house that I was renting was very, very well built, and it was up on a big hill. It was overlooking the ocean, but I can tell you there were dozens of houses that were completely destroyed because of Hurricane Sandy, and we didn't even get the full brunt of it by any stretch of the imagination. And I can still remember to this day riding out that storm in the house. And of course, growing up in suburban Boston, as I was growing up, we were impacted by a couple of different hurricanes, mainly wind damage. No severe water damage in my days of growing up in Needham, Massachusetts. We're going to take a pit stop for some important messages, but when we come back on the other side, I'm going to challenge you again with another trivia question, and maybe you'll be like John in Illinois and pick up a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. All that is coming your way straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump announced an approval for a drug treatment to fight the coronavirus.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is? Because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
Drug maker Gilead has donated the remdesivir stock it has on hand, and it's racing to make more. More than a dozen states are now allowing restaurants, stores, and some other businesses to reopen. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves on Fox's Hannity says it's time.
Our people are smart enough to do the right thing. They're staying 5 or 6 feet apart. They're not getting in groups of more than 10 people. But you cannot lock people in their homes and tell them you can't go to work. And oh, by the way, you can't go outside either.
This is USA Radio News. If you're married to someone who's not a U.S. citizen, you may have to wait longer for your stimulus check. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Americans are eligible for up to $1,200 in coronavirus stimulus money unless they're married and filing taxes jointly with an immigrant who does not have a Social Security number. About 2 million undocumented people are married to a U.S. citizen or green card holder. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a monumental injustice that must be fixed. But the spokesman for the IRS, Michael Zona, said the requirement of a Social Security number is bipartisan because it prevents illegal immigrants from qualifying for U.S. taxpayer-funded programs and helps reduce fraud and abuse. The IRS also said Americans in a mixed-status marriage will get a stimulus payment if they file tax returns separately. But if they've already filed, they won't be getting the payment this year and will have to wait until next year to submit their taxes individually. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man. How you driving? Tell like that.
Jay Leno does a great job with his television show on CNBC called Jay's Garage. Interestingly enough, of course, Jay is, you know, arguably the most well-known automotive enthusiast collector in the world, and has been fortunate enough with his television and comedy career to amass just an incredible collection of vehicles. But ironically, it's interesting that he has kind of become a pseudo-automotive journalist, because at one time, believe it or not, I had a producer that was working with me, and we were pitching a show to, we were going to pitch it to CNBC, and it's very much a show that would have been similar to Jay's, but slightly different. But I know now I can probably forget about that dream coming true for me. But what I can do is make a dream come true for you. Number one, don't forget about DriveShare, DriveShare.com. Go on there and register. It's free. And then put in the code AutoWorld, just in case you ever want to rent a classic car. You'll get $50 off. So if it's a $100 a day rental, you'll only get $50 for it. And that's special code AutoWorld, all capital letters. All capital letters, AUTOWORLD, all caps. And again, it's driveshare.com. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here, going back into the early 2000s. I remember being at the press unveiling at this particular event. It was a sneak peek of three different vehicles from this particular brand. And one of these vehicles ended up going into production. Matter of fact, all three of them ended up going production. And the one I'm curious about, you see them on the road every now and then, but there are not that many out there, and certainly a collectible. Which manufacturer gave us the Sky? And yes, it was a convertible. Who made the Sky for a very brief few years? What car company brought us the Sky? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Mackenzie is standing by, ready to take your call, and here's your chance to get a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's go to Homer, who joins us in Texas. Homer, thank you very much for calling into the show. Whereabouts in Texas are you joining us from?
Hey, Bob. I'm in Austin.
Oh, fantastic. And do you know what station you're listening on?
I'm actually listening on from the GCN website.
Yeah, streaming. It's so popular. The streaming is really becoming the new radio. It's kind of taking the world by storm, but we so appreciate having you here with us. And you want to take a stab at that trivia question I just threw out? Who made the vehicle known as the Sky?
I'm just going to, yeah, it is a big guess for me, and I'm going to guess Pontiac.
Well, you're in the right family. It was definitely in the General Motors brand portfolio of brands, but it wasn't the... It wasn't the Pontiac. It would have made sense, though. I hated to see Pontiac go away. But this brand also went away from the General Motors portfolio, the brand that gave us the Sky. But I understand you got a question about the Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Yeah, I've kind of had an issue that I've read horror stories about in the past. I'll give you a little backstory on it. I had a previous one. I had a 99, and that thing was solid. I had it since about 2001, and toward the end of its life, I think I honestly tried to destroy it, and it still kept going. So I was really happy with it, and I should have just kept it as a on the side, but I was like... wanting a newer car, right? And for a brief moment, sure. I had a Charger, and I loved that thing. But it was totaled in a car accident.
Then I
saw a great price on a used 2011 Grand Cherokee. Now it had a lot of miles, but I did not want to pay what these things go for brand new.
Sure.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get it. And it seemed all right. I saw that there was a little bit of transmission fluid down there. I was like, the price is so good, I'm going to figure out where that leak is and get that done. And I did. I got that later.
Good.
And I think what I've got right now is an issue with a factory recall on some sort of a fuel pump sensor that controls starting from the push button and the remote, right?
Sure, absolutely.
I just found out that there was a recall. It had died on me, and I took it in, and the mechanic replaced my fuel pump and the whatever other little part that's next to it, and I paid a whole lot of money, and I'm almost embarrassed to say it was like $1,400.
Yeah.
And it worked for a little bit, and it's still not working, and I find out about that recall. So... Are these things that you talk about with the show? I normally hear you guys talking about just the love of cars. But
yeah.
I hope I didn't take you on a left turn here.
No, absolutely not. I definitely love hearing from you, and I love talking anything automotive. And we have a couple of contributors to the show that are ASC certified technicians. Mark Evans, for one, who joins us from time to time to take mechanical calls. And then Dan Watson is also a very, very knowledgeable guy when it comes to actually getting... dirty, getting under the hood, but Yeah, it definitely sounds like you need, and I'm sorry that you spent all that money. I'm just worried that it was the recall all along, but we've all been there, Homer. I mean, I, too, right now, have been driving an older car, and it's something, you know, that I've been blessed not to have to do in my life. For many years, more than 20 years, I got press cars. Once a week, I would get a new press car to evaluate, but for the moment, I'm not getting those, so I bought myself a used car, and it too is in the Chrysler family of vehicles, and I've only paid $3,000 for it, but I've spent that now in repairs with it. So, and I know there's other stuff wrong with it already, and I'm saying to myself, like, oh, geez, you know, if I had saved up the money, you know, I could have put a down payment on a newer vehicle than this. This particular vehicle I have is a 2006. It's actually a PT Cruiser. That's my daily get-around car these days, but it's hard coming down from getting those press vehicles, but not too many folks are lucky enough like me to get that. But definitely bring it into the Jeep dealership and get that recall taken care of. I'll also ask Mark Evans, who's our, as I mentioned, ASC certified technician, to perhaps circle back with you if you'd like. If you want to hang on for Mackenzie and give him your email address, I'll send a note to Mark and put you two guys together. And Mark is just an incredible, valuable information source, so I know he can help you. So why don't we do that? Why don't we have you, why don't we put you on hold and have Mackenzie take care of you? Just get your email address and I'll send that off to Mark Evans, ASC Certified Technician. We still got a trivia question out there. Thanks for calling in, Homer. It's really a pleasure to have you on board. We love all those callers from the great state of Texas. And my daughter Lucy is tapping me on the shoulder. It's time for a break. Yes, that's right. But we're coming back with lots more. Don't go away.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the
story? If you're in the mood for a hot rod Lincoln, I suggest you sign up for the driveshare.com and put in your name and zip code, and don't forget to put in Auto World, all caps, to get a special $50 discount. But maybe you can rent a classic Lincoln from years ago. I know there's a four-door convertible, a suicide door, four-door Lincoln Continental convertible is available in my area of the greater Orlando area of Florida. So that would be a sweet ride. Well, they used that on that TV show called Entourage, didn't they? Yeah, they did. Let's throw out that trivia question once again, and Homer in Texas has got it narrowed down for us. The vehicle I'm looking for is the vehicle maker of the Sky, SKY. It was a two-seater convertible, and it was at one time a brand of General Motors, but as many of us remember, there have been financial reorganizations at all of the major car companies, and General Motors got rid of a bunch of brands, including, of course, they got rid of Pontiac, and they got rid of a number of others. I won't name them all because I'll give away this brand, but who gave us the Sky? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. What have you always wanted to own as a classic car, and perhaps realize now in your life you'd rather just rent one for the day? I have a friend, Matt Stone, who wrote a book, 365 Cars You Must Drive. Well, there's no way, unless you're a multimillionaire lottery winner, that you're ever going to be able to purchase all those 365 cars to drive. But you could, using this new program, DriveShare.com. overcome by Haggerty, you could actually take Matt's book, and depending on where you live, of course, if there's an owner in your area that's renting out that vehicle, you know, for somewhere between $100 and several thousand dollars, you can rent that vehicle, and, you know, who can believe it, but there are some really remarkable vehicles up for rent. And the good thing is you're renting from a fellow car enthusiast. I noticed there's a Shelby GT500 from 1968, a GT500 Mustang that's available for rent in my area of the country. And of course I love the new Shelbys. Actually, I love all the GT500s from the last two generations of the Mustang, the latest generation just being unveiled, and that being the most powerful Mustang to boot to date, 760 horsepower. Hope I get the chance to drive one of those for a few hours or for a few days. That would be fantastic. But the previous generation Mustang, which ran from 2005 to 2015, I did get a week's ride in a GT500, and I absolutely adored that vehicle. Of course, when it went out of production in 2013, I believe that was the last year. I don't think they made... they may have made a few 2014, but that's when it was 600-plus horsepower and a great supporter of the program for many, many years, Reliable Carriers. The general manager of Reliable Carriers, Bob Sellers, he bought himself one of those vehicles, and Bob is an older guy, and I know that he works out of suburban Detroit, but makes his home in Springfield, Massachusetts, and does the long commute. He's got two homes. He has a home in the greater Detroit area, but he has his main home outside of Massachusetts, outside of Springfield, Massachusetts, which is western Massachusetts. And he said that in his cul-de-sac, it was always an eyebrow raiser, because when he would come motoring in with that 600-plus horsepower vehicle cranking classic rock tunes, a lot of his neighbors didn't exactly appreciate it. But I've been there, the arrested adolescent myself. I remember having my C5 Corvette and driving it around my neighborhood late at night, and I didn't realize that I had the six, it wasn't a six CD, it was a 12 CD changer in my Corvette, and I was cranking some classic rock tunes, and didn't one of my neighbors call the police on me, and here I was over 40 years of age with this vehicle, getting the local authorities in Needham, Massachusetts to come to remind me to turn down that stereo. But it's easy to get caught up in the moment, and easy if you're an arrested adolescent. One of my editors-in-chief in Motor Trend, a great guy by the name of Kevin Smith, that's what he always said to me. We're all arrested adolescents, Bob. That's part of having the pleasure and privilege of working at Motor Trend, and that was later echoed by editor Angus McKenzie, who held that office for a lot of years, and now has been replaced by Ed Lowe, who does a great job there. It very much helps to be an arrested adolescent if you work at Motor Trend, and I had the pleasure of working at Motor Trend for more than 10 years, both as their news editor originally for 2 years for the radio show Motor Trend Radio, and then later as the host for 8 years of Motor Trend Radio, which later became Motor News Weekly Radio, and then eventually became an extended version of this program, Auto World. Well, we're getting a lot of guesses here on the sky, and people are, lots of people are saying Pontiac, but that's what Homer in Texas guessed, and that's not correct. We can take the defunct division of the GM out, Oldsmobile. It is not an Oldsmobile product either. It's another brand that went away during the reorganization of General Motors in the late 2008, 2009, 2010 era. This brand went away as well, and we might as well take Hummer out of there too. Hummer went away. Those vehicles are now quite collectible. The Hummer H2s and H3s and the Hummer pickup truck, that's a very collectible vehicle these days as well. And of course, those were built off some existing General Motors, Chevrolet, and GMC platforms and make for a very good used vehicle if you've always wanted a Hummer and never thought you could get yourself one. Now you can get yourself one at an affordable price thanks to vehicle depreciation, but we'll leave it out there hopefully for some caller who will take advantage of this free opportunity to pick up a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We kind of narrowed the field down to this one now defunct General Motors brand. It was made, this brand, for give or take 10 years or so, and they shuttered the doors during General Motors' federal mandated bankruptcy reorganization. They had to get rid of and pare themselves down of the extra brands that they had at one time that reached its peak probably in and around 2005 or so, when they had all these brands. But eventually we saw, like I said, the shutting down of the Pontiac brand, unfortunately the shutting down of the Oldsmobile brand, the shutting down of the Hummer brand, and the keeping of the Buick brand, which kept a lot of people guessing, you know, why did they hold on to Buick and why did they get rid of Oldsmobile and why did they get rid of Pontiac? Well, the reason was China. Buick continues to be one of the most popular vehicles in China. They make vehicles for Buick exclusively for the Chinese market in China. I know President Trump has got a bone to pick with General Motors about that they should be made here in the U.S., and I happen to agree with him on that, because they do and have imported a number of Buick vehicles into China that are made here in the U.S., and I'm a big proponent of made in the USA, and I think that we can safely say that no one is going to get the answer right. So let me give you the answer to the trivia question. Who gave us the sky? It was Saturn. Remember Saturn? They were around for about a decade or so. They made this very cool convertible, very affordable now, called the Sky. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Visit driveshare.com. I'm Bob Long.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.